Can you imagine a case where the usual treatments for hypertension prove ineffective? Welcome to the Hypertension Resistant to Treatment podcast, where we discuss everything related to treatment-resistant hypertension, a challenging condition that continues to concern healthcare professionals worldwide. I'm your host, Dr. Tonya Bro-Shropshire. Treatment-resistant hypertension is a complex condition. It's not just about increasing medication dosage or frequency. It's about understanding the underlying causes and addressing them appropriately if possible. I have an interesting episode for you today, so let's get to it. Why is blood pressure control so crucial, and what role does medication adherence play in it? These questions have been at the core of many health discussions. A study conducted in 2012 titled Relationship of Blood Pressure Self-Monitoring, Medication Adherence, Self-Efficacy, Stage of Change, and Blood Pressure Control Among Municipal Workers with Hypertension sought to answer these very questions. I'm Dr. Tonya Bro-Shropshire, and this study was conducted by my team and I. The purpose of this study was to determine the connection between self-monitoring of blood pressure, medication adherence, self-efficacy, stage of change, and blood pressure control. The study specifically targeted municipal workers who had access to health insurance, providing a unique perspective on the matter. Have you ever wondered why some patients dutifully follow their prescribed medication regimen while others struggle to do so? Or perhaps pondered over the question why some individuals possess an innate belief in their ability to meet challenges while others hesitate? Could it be that our understanding of change, the stages involved, and our personal efficacy play a significant role in these behaviors? Well, to unravel these mysteries, we conducted a study that investigated the concepts of medication adherence, self-efficacy, stages of change, and blood pressure control in municipal workers who were mainly police officers. Medication adherence refers to the degree to which a patient correctly follows their healthcare provider's instructions for taking medication. This involves not just the frequency, but also the timing and method of administration. It's a critical element in treatment effectiveness. Poor medication adherence often leads to health deterioration, reduced quality of life, and increased healthcare costs. Self-efficacy, on the other hand, is a psychological construct coined by Albert Bandura. It is the belief in one's capacity to execute behaviors necessary to produce specific performance attainments. It reflects confidence in the ability to exert control over one's own motivation, behavior, and social environment. High levels of self-efficacy can significantly influence health behaviors, including medication adherence. Now let's turn to stages of change, a core component of the trans-theoretical model. This model proposes that behavior change does not happen in one step. Rather, individuals tend to progress through different stages on their way to successful change. The five stages are pre-contemplation, contemplation, preparation, action, and maintenance. Understanding where an individual is in terms of these stages can help healthcare professionals tailor interventions and support to foster progress. Remember these concepts as I review the study. Medication adherence is the faithful following of a healthcare provider's instructions for taking medication, and it is fundamental for treatment success. Self-efficacy is the belief in one's ability to perform necessary behaviors. playing a significant role in health behaviors, including medication adherence. The stages of change, part of the trans-theoretical model, provide a roadmap of behavior change, aiding healthcare providers in customizing interventions. These interrelated concepts provide a comprehensive lens through which we can understand and improve health behaviors. It is vital to consider them all when developing strategies to enhance patient outcomes. It's a complex puzzle, but as we continue to explore and understand these concepts, we can work towards ensuring better health for all. In the pursuit of understanding adherence behavior, the study aimed to identify the most significant factors contributing to poor medication adherence and blood pressure control. The goal was to shed light on these factors to help improve public health outcomes, given that uncontrolled blood pressure remains a significant public health issue. The key findings of the study revealed some interesting aspects. The stage of change was found to be a significant independent predictor of self-monitoring of blood pressure. However, it was not a significant predictor of blood pressure control. This points to the conclusion that while the stage of change can influence how individuals monitor their blood pressure, it may not directly affect their ability to control their blood pressure. Furthermore, the study discovered a strong relationship between medication adherence and medication adherence self-efficacy, with a correlation coefficient of 0.549, a result that is statistically significant. This suggests that the belief in one's ability to adhere to medication regimes is closely linked to their actual adherence behavior. The implications of these findings are considerable. It indicates that strategies aimed at improving medication adherence self-efficacy could potentially enhance medication adherence itself, leading to better blood pressure management. In conclusion, while the stage of change plays a role in self-monitoring of blood pressure, it doesn't necessarily translate to blood pressure control. And the belief in one's ability to stick to their medication regime is a powerful predictor of actual adherence. These findings provide valuable insights for healthcare professionals to devise effective strategies for blood pressure control and medication adherence. Stay tuned to Hypertension Resistant to Treatment, where you will learn more about resistant hypertension. Until then, keep researching, keep learning, and most importantly, keep improving the quality of care for all patients.